Our first feature this week is written by a regular correspondent, Derek James. He looked at the life and work of the Reverend John Aves, also known as Father John, who died exactly 20 years ago today. The feature will be read by Sam Elmhurst.
Services of remembrance will be held in Norwich, Attleborough, Bestthorpe and Palestine to mark the 20th anniversary of the death of Father John. Since the Reverend John Aves died in Bethlehem while working at the Dachau refugee camp, more than £500,000 has been raised in his memory to give 80 young women and men an education at El Cuds University and hope for a future. An extraordinary achievement which had been made possible by the people of Norfolk and Suffolk supporting the John Aves Education Project, that's the JAEP, established by his wife Anne and sons Ben and Edmund following his death in January 2004 at the age of just 52. Today the project is run by Anne, Liz Magem and Samietta Bari, and the work they do is more important than ever as the war between Israel and Hamas continues to cause heartbreaking death and destruction. Currently there are no tourists or pilgrims visiting the Holy Land, which impacts on the unemployment of Palestinians in Bethlehem and East Jerusalem. All work in Israel by Palestinians has been stopped and many people are not being paid, debts are mounting, and while students can graduate, they cannot receive certificates or seek work until debts are paid. So economic life has been paralysed and this has led to widespread poverty. So the memory of Father John and the continuing good work of JAEP is more important than ever. Amid those difficult circumstances, we will not forget our friend John, who taught us the art of giving and loving people, regardless of their colour, religion or nationality, said Ibdia community at Dachau Palestinian refugee camp. John taught us that absence is not the end, and that giving transcends physical presence. Through his giving and your commitment to our youth, John remains present among us. Therefore, on January the 25th, we will hold a special day dedicated to John under the title John, Continuous Giving Despite Departure. This event will include a lecture with creative youth, where we will speak about John's life, his philanthropy, and your role in educating the youth of Palestine, accompanied by a photo presentation, say the partners. The impact John had in Palestine was so strong that when Anne, Ben and Edmund visited the country following his death, they were welcomed by the first president of the Palestinian National Authority, Yasser Arafat. He awarded Anne a posthumous medal for John's services to peace. There will be four church services in Norfolk where Canon Dr. John Aves, the son of a Suffolk farmer, served, which we were all welcome to attend. Sunday, January the 28th at 5 p.m, Evensong at St. Peter Mancroft in Norwich, and Anne Aves will speak during the service, which will be followed by Middle Eastern light refreshments from the JAEP team. And on Sunday, February 4th at 10:30 a.m, Mass at St. Giles's Church in Norwich. Anne will speak during the service. John's body was brought into St. Giles on February the 5th in 2004, and he was priest in charge from September 1999 until his death. On Tuesday, February the 6th at 5:30 p.m, Evensong at Norwich Cathedral. The Dean, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, will preach and the precentor, Canon Aidan Platten, will lead the intercessions. Both knew John well, and the service will be followed by refreshments. On Sunday, March the 17th at 10 a.m. in St. Mary's Church in Attleborough, followed by one at All Saints in Bestthorpe at 11:30 a.m. Anne will speak during the service. John was rector there from 1982 to 1999. And in addition to the services, JAEP has a number of talks booked and members would like to thank everyone for their generous support in memory of Father John.